Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Perek Tes Zayin, the 16th chapter of the book of Mishle. This chapter has 33 psukim, and there's really four different groupings of ideas here. The first grouping of ideas is psukim Aleph to Tes, the first nine psukim, and it is talking about a human being in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the human being depends on and needs Hashem. In fact, Hashem's name is mentioned 8 times in these 9 psukim, and the only pasuk which does not mention Hashem's name explicitly is pasuk Ches, which actually has the connecting word Mishpat, which connects it to the next section. The next section is psukim Yud to Tes Vav, the 10th to 15th pasuk, and this is about the king. In fact, every pasuk mentions the word Melech, king, except for pasuk Yud Aleph, which again has the word Mishpat, almost connecting it back to the previous section. And then finally, we have the idea of the third section, which is Psukim Tes Zayin and Psukim Chof Aleph to Chof Dalet, in which the topic is Chochma, the topic is wisdom. And in this section, it is mentioned all the way through. It talks about Mekor Chaim, Seichel, the way of life is Seichel. And finally, the last section in this perek is, if we look at the Psukim Chof Hei to Lamed, really essentially, which talks about the end of life. Yeah, and it's talking about Achrisa, Darkei Mavis, the end of life is the way towards death. What is going on over here? What is to be understood? So we're going to take a look at four psukim from various of these sections and try to put it together. Again, each pasuk is really just an invitation to spend a little more time looking into this perek a little more seriously, because every pasuk needs to be able to be understood on its own terms. Pasuk Aleph is a very important pasuk. La'odam ma'arachei lev, the human being is in charge of the inner workings of their heart, the arrangements of the heart. And from Hashem is the articulation of the lips or the tongue. This is interesting to notice that this pasuk is actually quoted in the Amida, the Chazaras Hashatz for the Yomim Noraim, and is said by the Chazan as one of those things when the Aron is open to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him articulate the prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What does it actually mean? So to me, this is a very meaningful pasuk, certainly because every time a person speaks in public, this is something a person needs to be aware of. As the Matsuras points out, you can do all the planning, you can have it all set up in your mind, and it could end up coming out terribly, horrifically, because Hashem, Ma'aneh Lashon, articulations in the hands of Hashem. And similarly, a person could be completely unprepared for something and then give the most incredible speech because they, even though they had their own plans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his, and the person will be ill-equipped for that. The Medrash explains that this is not referring to articulation or speaking, it's referring to prayer. If you look at the word ma'aneh also means response. So la'adam archelev, a person just needs to be able to arrange their heart and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs to adjust themselves towards really thinking about Hashem. Umei Hashem ma'aneh loshon. But Hashem will be in charge of responding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the one who answers those prayers. Let's move over to Pasuk Dalet for a moment. There's a very beautiful Pasuk called Po'al Hashem lema'aneu. All actions is for a purpose, is for Hashem's purpose. V'gam rasha liyom ra'ah. And even an evil person on the day of bad, on the day of evil. How do these two ideas come together? So the Malbim explains that when you look around the world and you say everything is for the purpose of Hashem, and you say, but what about that fellow who's busy creating genocide? What about that person who's blowing up that country and destroying the natural resources for capitalistic gains? So you say to yourself, well, is that also called Hashem l'mayneu? And says, no, the pasuk explains, v'gam rasha liyom ra'ah. Even evil people will end up in evil places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have judgment for them. Everything and everyone fits into the grid as well. The Tosefta in Brachos actually says, and takes it in a different way, the Tosefta says that what it means to say is this is not a description, this is a prescription. That means to say that there's nothing we should be using our bodily senses and awareness for if it's not for the Kavod Shamayim, the honor of heaven. We need to be making sure that everything we say, everything we taste, everything we look at is for the honor of heaven. It's a demand of us. Let's move over to Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis is Tavas Melochim Asois Resha. It is, the way it's directly translated is the disgrace to kings when people do evil, perpetuate evil. And Kibbutz Stokar Yikon Kisei, for the throne is established by righteousness. This is a very unexpected conclusion. If you look at human history, this has not been the way that most human beings have played it out when they have reached seats of power. But as the Vilna Gaon explains in his Pirush on Mishle, He says very simply is that when you have a society which is a generous society, a society which cares for itself, a society which is not conniving and cheating each other, then ultimately the society itself will be more successful. There'll be more people succeeding with each other. And if that's winning, that means to say it's a win for the king. If it's a win for the king, it's a win for everybody else. It's a win-win-win. Win for Hashem's value system, a win for society, and a win for the king. A lot of times people don't view it like this. They view it as a zero-sum game. There's only one winner, and that's the king or the ruler or the monarch. And therefore they will say that they have to win at the cost of other people, off the backs of other people's taxes, at the back of other people's embezzlement. And that's not the way that it is being described in Sefer Mishlei. Finally, we're going to look at one last pasuk, and that's pasuk Lamed Beis, the Lev, the 32nd pasuk, and that is Tov Erech Apayim Migibor Umoshel Berucho Milokeid Ir, that it is better to be a person who is a as is described over here, better is a person to be forbearing than to be mighty, and to have self-control than to conquer a city. This pasuk should be very famous to us because it is actually the pasuk used to support a very famous statement in Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the fourth perek, Ben Zoma talks about four different categories of people, of success, and it talks about Chochma, Gevura, and Kavod Nashirus. It talks about wisdom, strength, honor, and wisdom, and riches. And when describing Ezehu Gibor, who is a strong person, it describes a person who is covetous. It's a person who is able to take control of their natural indulgences. And the pasuk quoted to explain this is our pasuk: Tov Erech Apayim Migibor Umoshel Berucho Milokeid Ir. Meaning, who's the real strong person? Is not the person who conquers a city, but a person who is able to conquer themselves. The Maharal asks a very basic question on this Mishnah, and that is it fine to tell me that this person, a person who's resilient, a person who's strong in themselves, is also a strong person, but don't tell me he is the only strong person. In other words, the Mishnah is defining to the exclusion of all else. It is saying, Ezehu, who is, to the exclusion of others. Tell me that, yes, the conqueror of the city, Alexander the Great, Cyrus the Great, you know, all these great warriors of time, they're definitely strong, we agree with that. But it also happens to be that this person who's resilient is also strong. The Mishnah is saying no. And the reason why the Mishnah says only the person who's resilient, only the person who's Erech Apayim, who's able to be slow to anger, who's able to control themselves, is strong, is for the very simple reason, is because they are independent. As Rav Yerucham Levavitz explains in Das Torah at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, what this means to say is that a person who's able to be strong in and of themselves is strong on an objective scale of value. No one else, it is not relative, it's not depending on who is stronger, who can bench press more, who can win the wrestling fight more, who is able to win the Olympic gold. Those are things which are relative scale. If my definition of success is on that, then I will always be measured relatively. But if a person is able to conquer their own inclinations, that's an objective scale which can never be taken away from a person. As Viktor Frankl describes in his experience in the concentration camps, everything could be taken away from him except the power to choose how he was going to feel and act in a specific situation. Between stimulus and response exists a space, and in that space exists our uniqueness as humanity, and that's what this Mishnah is saying. That, therefore, is the only place where Gevura resides, and that's based on this pasuk in Mishlei. And this, of course, is an invitation to study further every pasuk and unpack every pasuk to its fullest dimension. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.